Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. We're talking hoop coming up at 6:20. It'll be time for a rim session right now. Here's the TD Tuesday Gold with Wolchuk and Chiafalo.
All right, let's party. Some of the best touchdown calls from college and the National Football League. We like to party every Tuesday because it's time for TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak, TD Tuesday shakalak.
When we start in Atlanta, where the Falcons are missing the playoffs, but not before Penix planted his flag in London.
So here's Penix now, 2-by-2 look again, Robinson in the backfield.
You cannot hold the ball.
Carolina brings four, Michael gonna zip it again, this time London. He held on, and that's an Atlanta touchdown. Whoa, what a play. What a play.
Falcons radio with the call. Drake London, 10 grabs, 187 yards, 2 touchdowns. Good for a double motorboat Sunday.
Absolutely. Let's go to Arizona. Kyler Murray, the pride of Allen, Texas, finding his future star-studded wide receiver. Who had a pretty good rookie year. Maybe a little disappointing. Pretty good. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Shotgun snap. Murray to throw a fade. Right side in the end zone. On the money to Marvin Harrison Jr. Touchdown. What a throw by Murray. That's his fourth touchdown pass, tying a career high.
You can see that coming a mile away.
Where's our guy Wolfley been all year long?
Wolfley.
Finally, we got an appearance.
Finally got him going back, yeah.
Sounds like he just got his voice back.
Yeah, get that man some tea.
I saw the rookie numbers for Marvin Harrison Jr. compared to his dad. He had one less catch, but he had like 50 more yards and the same amount of touchdowns. Like the rookie season numbers for Marvin Harrison Jr. are almost identical to that of his father.
Wow.
Pretty funny. Pretty awesome. Marvin Harrison Jr., we'll see how it goes. All right, we take things to the AFC North.
I saw a separate follow-up, the Drake London-Michael Penix connection in 3 games, 350 yards. Things trending up for Atlanta. Probably took them a little bit too long to make that decision.
Yeah. That could be quite the duo, though, moving forward. Yes, definitely took too long to make that decision. But let's get a little Saturday football in here. We head to Baltimore, where Zappy Hour gets underway. It is the 40th quarterback starting since 1999 for the Browns, and it started just how you would imagine it would.
Bailey Zappi, the shotgun. Blitz pressure coming up the middle. Zappi throws, intercepted. Nate Wiggins has it on the sideline. In for the touchdown. The rookie with his first pick six of his NFL career.
He was one Zappi start away from his first touchdown of his career.
It's another big reason that secondary's performing better. Nate Wiggins, he has stepped it up here in the second half of the season. He's doing really, really well.
Slightly built dude that can really
skinny.
Play.
We can run.
Ravens radio with the call.
Yep. All right, let's go to the Carolina Panthers. Panthers Radio Network. And this came down to the wire as it was a walk-off TD for former Eagle.
Young is under center. Here's the snap. Sanders up the middle, charging through the end zone. Touchdown, Carolina. The Panthers walk it off to end the season.
The excitement on the field is awesome.
Jake DeLome with some
awesome excitement. Walk off touchdown, man. That'll get you going. And against your division rival, keeping them out of the playoffs. Not that that game necessarily mattered because of the Buccaneers getting the victory, but still good stuff there. The Panthers ending the season on a high note. Now we go to some college TDs here, and these are huge this time of year when it comes to the college TDs. We got the Golden Domers punt return, touchdown, bye-bye Bulldogs.
Daniel Whelan out of UC Davis in his second year takes the snap, sends it up the elevator shaft, and it is going to sail to the far side of the field where it's picked up by the Bears. A little trickeration here, 25-30. A lot of blocking at the 40 to the 50, and nobody's going to get him into the end zone with an escort from Jack Sanborn. Is a touchdown, touchdown Blackwell, touchdown Bears.
Irish Radio with the call. You have to imagine. That's the first time in play-by-play history that elevator shaft has ever made it into a call.
Irish Radio or Bears?
That was
Radio.
Chicago Bears. That was the Bears.
Bears Radio.
That was the Bears. Oh, my apologies.
We will get to the Irish touchdown. That also was a kick return. We will get to that. Jaden Harrison.
Is that an analogy like it's a frozen rope just on a line? I'm throwing this ball through an elevator shaft.
It got straight up.
So
high,
a moon
straight
ball.
Down.
The hang time was impressive. Because
this was the crazy fake that they did where DJ Moore, pretending like he was going to catch
it. Wow, dude, I miss ID'd
the TD. And then he had Josh Blackwell on the other side, ended up taking it 94 yards.
That was pretty dang awesome.
It was a pretty cool play.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Me either. All right, let's get to one of our favorites on TD Tuesday. It's the Bengals Radio Network. It's our guy Dave Lapham. Joe Burrow making history going to Ja'Marr Chase.
Burrow looking to pass again. He fires. Boom. A strike. Caught. Boom. Ja'Marr Chase with a touchdown.
Yeah.
The Bengals score on their opening drive, and Ja'Marr Chase has just made franchise history. It's his 17th touchdown catch of the year, tying Carl Pickens' single-season franchise mark.
And Carl Pickens, that guy could do it, man.
Big Carl Pickens.
Big Carl Pickens.
Tennessee.
I wasn't familiar with his game.
What's he done?
I guess he scored some touchdowns.
17
in his time.
Of them, huh?
He's a TD man. Mm-hmm. Speaking of TD men, how about our guy, Freako Dowdle?
Snap to Lance, inside handoff. Dowdle pushing, touchdown! Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Freako Dowdle, a rushing touchdown.
Thank you, Brad. We appreciate that. From that to another running back. Actually, a running back taken in the first round, 12th overall, Jahmyr Gibbs, carrying the Lions to the number one overall seed.
Offset eye behind Goff, who's up under center. Deep back Gibbs. They give it to Jahmyr. Big hole. There he goes down the 20-yard line. Angle every 15. Gone, baby. 5. End zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. 25 yards.
There's two booths who have had probably the most fun this year. It's Washington's Detroit. Those guys are loving life.
Yeah.
They really are.
Minnesota's had some fun this year.
Minnesota has.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys do have a good time. But, I mean, for the Lions right now, Dan Miller, and we got to chat with him in the pregame show. He's fired up. He's poking his chest out about his Lions, and he's got good reason for it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely
does, yeah.
They're fantastic. Jahmyr Gibbs getting it done in a huge, huge way. And did we get the news today that it looks like David Montgomery's going to be healthy for the postseason?
They're going to get Monty back. They get the two-headed monster again.
That's good stuff. All right, we head to Houston where they will have a Saturday wild card playoff game, but not before
death in taxes.
Not before Damian Pierce scampers 90 plus yards to pay dirt.
Ball just outside the 7-yard line for the Houston Texans, up 7-0, second quarter. Davis feeds Pierce through a hole, 15, 20. He's gone. 40. 50, the 40 of Tennessee, the 30. Will he be caught? The 10, 5, rock and roll, Damian Pierce, coast to coast.
Coast to coast, rock and roll.
Texans Radio with the call. That's a Music City miracle, if you ask me. Damian Pierce, I didn't have on the bingo card.
Like in witness protection.
Yeah, first of all, where has he been all season? And the idea that he's got the wheels to go 90 plus is pretty surprising. But hey, when you're playing the Titans, anything's possible.
Anything's possible. All right, let's go to Indy. Joe Flacco throwing a TD to Alec Pierce.
Second down and one for the Colts. Flacco goes out of the pistol formation. Moves Michael Pittman Jr. in motion. Back in the throw as Flacco has time. Sends a rainbow down the right sideline. Underneath it is Alec Pierce. He's got a touchdown. 40 yards. Deep bomb to Alec Pierce, the Midwestern missile.
The Midwestern Missile.
That's a heck of a nickname.
It's a badass nickname. And speaking of Michael Pittman Jr., dude played the whole year with a fractured back.
I saw that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that is pretty dang
impressive. That's unreal.
Should we award him Tough Guy of the Year? I mean, certainly a favorite.
Yeah, I can't imagine playing with a fractured back.
How about Joe Flacco, though? 39 years old, still having the riz to garner up some TDs this time of year.
Man, he's a TD god.
Very, very impressive. All right, now we get to the college TDs. It's Notre Dame. It's Jaden Harrison. It's 98 yards. Basically a walk-off. This put him to bed.
Kick to start the half. Jaden Harrison.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He might get a chance here. Going to bring it out from his own 2-yard line. Cuts it inside, takes it out to the far side, across the numbers, along the far sideline. Jaden Harrison hits the Jets across midfield. 40, 30, 20, 10. It's a touchdown.
Yes.
Kickoff return from Jaden Harrison. He waited all season long, and golden is thy fame. What a return to start the second half.
Man,
I'll tell you what, dude. Shout out to Irish Radio with the call.
Sure, it's not Bears Radio.
This one was the Irish.
They got so excited. You sometimes you mistake a TD for another one. You know, and you hate when that happens. You feel disrespectful, but you try to just move on seamlessly.
Oh, do you?
And you hope that your teammates don't call you out. For
I was just curious.
No, you did a great job. You did fine there.
You know, I'm keeping score over here with the TDs. I just want to make sure.
I thought
I didn't want to mark one down wrong.
Two quick nuggets. Verlander no longer a Houston Astro. Okay, what? Justin Verlander's going to San Francisco. He's signing with the Giants. You don't have to worry about him.
The G-Man season.
No more. And I guess Adam Schefter is saying the Cowboys have denied permission to the Bears. So, no, you can't interview our guy.
Maybe what? Do the Cowboys actually want to keep Mike McCarthy then? Maybe. Isn't that what that means?
All right.
You connecting dots?
If you're denying permission.
Yeah, that means run me my check right now then, bro.
We're going to have a new deal.
Access denied.
All right, Jason Whitlock, get out of here. All right, you're not part of this. Let's go to the Jets Radio Network. Aaron Rodgers making history. TD history, that is.
Shotgun for Rodgers. Breece Hall in motion. He's back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Sidearms one over the middle. Caught. Touchdown. Tyler Conklin. And that is career touchdown pass number 500 for Aaron Rodgers. Tyler Conklin the recipient. And the Jets are a point after away from taking the lead.
Question is, will he get to 501? Who the heck is going to want Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I don't think so. I agree with Lucius. I don't think he's going to want to go out this way. But who wants him? It's a great question.
I mean, finishing at 500, that's a nice number on the old resume there.
It is. Did we really have some guy last week say the TD Tuesday intro sucked?
Somebody said that the TD Tuesday intro needed to be touched up a little bit.
I mean, if
you're Rodgers,
intro.
Hard to trust that opinion.
Are the Giants for sure going to draft a quarterback now that they're picking third? You know,
I like that idea. I think they still will.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly on the table for them. I don't know. You never really know when you have Brick Johnson going through Madden to make the decisions for an
organization.
Brick's
not making the decisions. Woody said Brick is not making the call.
You know who is making the call? Maybe the best wide receiver in football history. He's a Buckeye. He's Jeremiah Smith, and he finds himself once again in the end zone.
Snap to Will Howard. Fakes the handoff. Sets up behind the 50 to pass. Guns that one deep down the middle of the field. Jeremiah Smith got it at the 4 and into the end zone. Jeremiah Smith on a 43-yard touchdown pass from Will Howard the second time today. Those two have hooked up for a score. And what do you know? It's 23-0 Ohio State leading Oregon.
What do you know, huh? 23-0.
Hey, you mentioned it earlier, Walchuk. That's going to be worth the price of admission there. That matchup between Barron and Jeremiah Smith,
yeah,
the Longhorn corner versus the wide receiver that people are saying would be the number one overall pick in this year's draft, but he's a true damn freshman. Unbelievable, dude. Yeah. I cannot wait for that.
Hey, Johnny, you want to go ahead and be a top 15 pick? Shut that dude down. You shut that beast down. All right, let's go to the Patriots. Now, this is going to be the CBS call. We actually played this for Best of the Weekend yesterday, but it's so good. Let's hit it twice. What a TD this was.
And for Patriots fans, hopefully he's just like Josh Allen looking for his
115th consecutive start.
Milton again. Booty wide open. It's a 48-yard strike.
Booty wide open is crazy. That is crazy. It
has to be intentional, right?
It's got to be.
Crazy.
It's got to be.
Is that booty or bootay?
It's bootay.
Yeah, because bootay, yeah, it's French, right? I always thought it was bootay.
So okay. Either one of them would have worked there. Yeah.
Bootay wide open. Hey, we're mixing a little booty in on our TD Tuesday. Huh?
Booty or bootay?
Which would you prefer?
The hard-hitting questions.
You get bootay in New Orleans.
I need some of that bootay tonight.
It's a bootay.
All right, let's head to Seattle, where Geno Smith, unbelievable. His OC's getting fired, but not before Noah Fant gets to the end zone.
Smith from the shotgun takes the snap. Blitz is coming. Throw to the middle. Ball is caught, upended. Fant, is he into the end zone? He is! Touchdown, Seahawks! Fant, lying flat on his back, hangs on to the football, helped up by his teammates. He said, what happened? They said, you scored from 16 out, and the Seahawks go back on top, 30-25.
Amazing. Seahawks radio there. All right, let's go to Tampa Bay where they're firing cannons. My guy, Jalen McMillan, was just an absolute stud the second half of the season. He's trying to carry that into the postseason. And Baker Mayfield, well, he's fighting for TDs every week, baby.
Shot empty backfield look for Baker Mayfield now. Three receivers to his right. Good snap, belt high. Looking upfield, looking, flushed out of the pocket. Dances outside, throws the ball upfield. He's got a receiver. Open, caught, touchdown Tampa Bay! Touchdown Tampa Bay! Jalen McMillan, fifth game in a row. He's come up with a touchdown. Fire the cannons!
Gene Deckeroff says, he's like,
he's hoping to, fire!
Hey, we got time to run it back.
Yes, please. Yeah, it's a TD you need to see again.
Shot empty backfield look for Baker Mayfield now. Three receivers to his right. Good snap, belt high. Looking upfield, looking, flushed out of the pocket. Dances outside, throws the ball upfield. He's got a receiver. Open, caught, touchdown Tampa Bay. Touchdown Tampa Bay. Jalen McMillan, fifth game in a row. He's come up with a touchdown. Fire the cannons.
That's good.
Oh, Deckeroff, we love you. And that's going to be a heck of a battle. Sunday night football, yes. Baker squaring off versus Jaden Daniels, two of the better offenses in the sport, lighting up the scoreboard. TDs all over the place. That's the projection. All right, let's get to AT&T Stadium. We close it down. The must-lose game of the season for the Cowboys. Thank you, Marcus Mariota.
Mariota in the gun. Eckler to his left. Three wide receivers to the right. Here's the snap. He's looking left, one-on-one, throws over.
Oh, Terry McLaurin! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! They've done it again!
Do you believe in miracles? Yes, I do! Terry McLaurin, Marcus Mariota, perfect ball game, Washington!
Oh, Commanders radio with the call. Those guys, man. Play of the year for the Cowboys right there. Yeah, that was big time.
It was, right?
That was big time. I don't want to be disrespectful, but that was important.
Thought it was going to be tough finding a player now. Could you imagine three more spots back? Thank you, boys. A TD Tuesday is in the books. And resetting the news from 10 minutes ago, the Cowboys have denied permission to the Bears to interview their head coach, Mike McCarthy. That is the report from Adam Schefter. So a couple of different ways to react to that. Number one, are the Cowboys making the right decision? I would think so. I think it's likely they would not find a better head coach than Mike McCarthy. But, you know, beyond that, do you think they have decided for sure, Brian? Is this?
I don't know. I've reached out to several different people to try and confirm Schefter's report. So hopefully we'll get something back here before we get off the air. But, we'll see if in fact this is the opening that Don Yee and Jerry Jones need to get this deal done.
Maybe they've met. I mean, we got no confirmation that they had met last night, but maybe they have, and you know, they know that we're in the right parameters. We're going to work our way towards a deal. Or maybe the Cowboys are trying their last ditch to leverage Mike McCarthy into taking less here over the next week. I would not be that worried if I'm Mike McCarthy that I have to wait until the 14th to start negotiating. If a team really wants me out there, I'm sure they would, you know, not have a problem waiting seven more days. But yeah, I do believe that is the Cowboys tipping their hand. They do not want to let Mike McCarthy go. And we'd love to know how you feel about that on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053.